we found out in the 1960s and 70s that the Maya turned to hillside terracing and to a large-scale schemes of swamp gardens irrigated with canals to feed a rapidly rising population. But these swamp gardens, which were highly productive, were fine. But there was another factor in all this, apart from the fact that the carrying capacity of most of the land was very low. And that was that the Maya lowlands were very vulnerable to drought. We know about these droughts by recent research into cores drilled into the floors of lakes in the region. And they have shown that Maya civilization reached its peak by AD 600, when the rainfall was plentiful. And then there was a series of prolonged droughts recorded in these lake bed deposits in the 9th century. Now, this coincided with what appears to have been a big social crisis in Maya society, a growing nobility, insatiable demands for public buildings, for food, for artworks, more and more trade, higher tribute payments, whatever. At a time when suddenly drought hit in an agricultural system which was stressed to the limit, where many of the fields were already exhausted. At the same time, on top of all this, there was frenzied competition and constant warfare between these neighboring states. And suddenly, in AD 900, classic Maya civilization collapsed in the southern lowlands. How do we know about this? From some remarkable research done at Copan, which has shown that the dense rural population of the dense urban population around AD 900 suddenly began to move out and disperse. And within a century, the city was practically deserted. You see, if you've got a situation where a big city is getting hungry, where there is social unrest, where the superstructure of a civilization is no longer viable, you've only got one strategy, rather like Chaco Canyon. You disperse. And it appears that in these areas, these cities were no longer, in the southern lowlands, were no longer sustainable. So people just simply moved away into the villages and evaporated into the landscape. The great centers were abandoned. Public buildings no longer built. Inscriptions no longer prepared. The population declined rapidly. Probably there was hunger. There was certainly violence. And the ending was traumatic. But centuries of classic Maya civilization evaporated in the final analysis because the Maya outgrew their environment and were very, very vulnerable to dramatic short-term climate change, quite apart from all the social stresses of a society which was expanding its nobility too fast, where the kings were too remote and disinterested in the day-to-day problems of life in the rainforest. Maya civilization, as I said earlier, continued to flourish in the northern Yucatan until Spanish contact in the 16th century. And the continuity of Maya civilization in many respects still endures today because shamanism is alive and well among the Maya who live in Central America in the 21st century. In this lecture, we've looked at Maya civilization and its beginnings in much humbler farming communities over 3,000 years ago. We described the legacy of the complex Olmec cultures of the Gulf lowlands to Mesoamerican civilization. And then we spent the rest of the lecture looking at some of the major features of Maya civilization. We argued that it was never a large territorial state like that of the Egyptians or the Mauryans. The Maya lacked the organization and military logistics, also the communications to control wide areas and garrison conquered cities. The military and diplomatic landscape ebbed and flowed with the generations in the shifting stands of competition, diplomacy, arranged marriages, and warfare. And then, in the southern lowlands, this stressful tightrope collapsed, and Maya civilization imploded in the southern lowlands.